In Ephesians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church, and he begins to speak of the, in verse 8, he speaks of the endless treasures available to us in Christ. He says there are endless treasures available to us in Christ. Think about that. Endless provision. Endless provision. It's like having a pantry that never goes empty. You know, it's like the widow whose sons were about to be sold into slavery because of her debt, and suddenly the prophet says, "What do you have in your house?" And she says, "All I have is this little oil." And he says, "Go to your neighbors and borrow containers and start to pour that oil into the containers and just keep pouring that oil and fill those containers. And once they're filled, now sell the containers and pay your debt." He is that well that never runs dry. Folks, there is an oil. There is an anointing. There is provision for you and I daily. There is a pantry that never gets empty. Endless treasures available to us in Christ. So if you are in Christ, if you've given your heart and you're walking with Jesus, there are endless provision, endless treasures available to you. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul goes on to speak in verse 12. He says, "Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence." You and I, no matter what kind of week we have had, we can come boldly. It doesn't matter if you miss your devotions this morning, or if you missed it yesterday or the day before, today you can come boldly into his presence. You can come boldly into his presence. You can come boldly and confidently into his presence. No matter what type of battle, struggle you're having, you know, he's not disappointed in you. You know, some of us, we walk around with a cloud over our head, thinking that God is mad at us, or he's disappointed at us, or he's looking down at us or frowns at us. And it's actually the contrary. If you were to look into his eyes, you would see hearts of love. You know, think of the girl or the guy who looks at that person they're interested in, and if you look in the pools of their eye, you would just see these little hearts. Imagine. Well, if you look in God's eyes, that's what you would see. You would see eyes of love. You would see hearts if you could. Because he loves you. He loves me. You know, we sing that song, "How He Loves You and Me," right? Oh, he loves us. Oh, right, he loves us, right? We sing that song, but do we really understand that? Do we really believe that? That even when we're having the worst day possible, that he still loves us, that he still delights in us, that he has commanded us to come boldly to his throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in our time of need. Hallelujah. To come confidently in God's presence. To come confidently in God's presence. Hallelujah. In verse 14 in chapter 3 of Ephesians, he says, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth." He has created everything, folks. He created you. He created me in his image. He's the creator and he's in complete control of everything. Verse 16, "I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit." Through his spirit. Inner strength through his spirit. Through his glorious unlimited, there it is again, unlimited resources. He will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. How's he going to do it? Through his spirit. through the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you, the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Ghost. Through the Holy Ghost, he empowers us with inner strength. Verse 17, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. As you trust in yourself? As you trust in your own abilities? As you lean on your own understanding? No, but as we acknowledge him in all our ways, he directs our paths. He shows us what to do. It says here, then your roots will go down deep into God's love and keep you strong. I love that, folks. Incredible. He says your roots will go down deep because of the inner working of God's Spirit, because of the Spirit of revelation, the Spirit of wisdom and of power at work within your life and mine. Suddenly we are able to get a grasp of God's love, and our roots will go down deep into God's love. It's a picture, it's a picture of a plant whose roots have gone deep into the soil. And suddenly when the wind comes and the rains come, you know, this past a week ago, we had some storms that blew through here, right? That blew through the tri-state area, and trees came down, tree limbs and all types of plants and branches and different things came down. And whenever there's a hurricane, these things happen. But then there are trees that stand when the winds come and the rain comes, because their roots are deep in the soil. But when the roots are shallow, those trees don't stand. Suddenly the wind comes and they're blown over. But when the Holy Spirit's at work in your life and mine, and he's able to give us that revelation of God's love, suddenly your roots go down deep into God's love, and you're able to stand no matter what the devil throws at you. No matter what life throws at you, you are made to stand. You are enabled to stand. And your life is built on that love. The picture of being your life being built and established on that love is the picture of a building that has been established, that has been built up, whose foundation is strong. So there's a picture of a plant here, but it's also a picture of a building that has been made strong, that is established on a firm foundation. It's a foundation of love. Christ's love, an understanding, a revelation of God's love, so that your roots are deep into God's love. Don't settle for a shallow understanding of God's love. Don't even settle for the understanding you have till today. It is God's design, it is God's desire that your roots keep going down deep into God's love, so that no matter what comes your way, no matter what difficulty, trial, sickness, loss, affliction, no matter what cloud tries to come over you, that you are assured of one thing, that God loves you, that he adores you, that he delights in you, that he's not mad at you, that when things happen in your life unexpectedly, that he's not suddenly given up on you or left you or forsaken you. How many times have you gotten that thought? How many times has I gotten that thought? The enemy will come and he'll shoot fiery darts at your mind and tell you, are you done messed up now? God forgave you for this, but you went too far. You've just gone too far now. How many of you have heard that voice? You know what I'm talking about. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will go down deep into God's love and keep you strong. Verse 18, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully, which means you and I are constantly, God is constantly having to reveal his love to us, the depths of his love, the width of his love. May you understand the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. Verse 20, now all glory to God. To whom belongs the glory? God and God alone, who is able through his mighty power at work within us. And the word power here is the same power found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It's the word dunamis. It's the same word that we get the word dynamite from in the Greek. Dunamis power, dynamite power. Hallelujah, I love that. Who is able, that word able, God who is able. It's the same word. It comes from the same root word, dunamis. It's the power of the Holy Ghost working within us, who is able to accomplish infinitely more than we could ask or think. In other words, we have things we pray about, we think about, we dream about, and that we hope for and we long for. But you know what God does? He takes your prayer, your dreams, your hopes, which are probably like right here, and he super exceeds them supernaturally, more abundantly, exceedingly abundantly. And folks, I can only reach here with my hand, but really, 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 this hand would have to be in space. And still going into the cosmos, past our universe, past the end of our galaxy. This is how much you and I dream and imagine God and what he's able to do and what he does do through the power of the Holy Spirit at work within us. Now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we could ask or think. You know, we pray for this and then God does like all these other things. He'll do that, but he does all these other things as well. Glory to him in the church, that's you and I, and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. So the Apostle Paul, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is exhorting the believers. All glory belongs to God. God wants to glorify his name through the power of the Holy Spirit at work within your life and mine, if we will allow him. If we will allow him, if we will welcome him, if we will invite him, the Holy Spirit will take complete control of your life and mine, leading, directing, empowering, inspiring, anointing us to make a difference in this generation, folks. And so we're going to pray tonight for the Holy Spirit to take complete control of this vessel. I'm praying for me tonight. You got to pray for you. You have got to cry out tonight to God for yourself so that the Holy Spirit will take complete control of your life and so that your roots will go down deep into God's love so you will not be shaken in the days ahead, because everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that that which cannot be shaken will remain, will stand. And if you and I are going to stand, our roots need to go down deep into God's love. So it doesn't matter what happens, like those in Hebrews 11, the hall, what, you know, you've heard of the hall of fame. Well, Hebrews 11 is the hall of faith. Men and women who were, people who were sawed in half, burned at the stake, thrown in lion's den because of their faith, but it didn't matter. They were able to stand. No matter what type of persecution, fiery furnace they found themselves in, they were made to stand. Because of the power of the Holy. It was supernatural. This is a supernatural kingdom. It can only be established and advanced and maintained and sustained through supernatural means. Which means you and I need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit to permeate every area of our lives. He has to increase and you and I have to decrease. And so we're going to stand and we're going to cry out tonight and we're going to ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us afresh, to take complete control, to anoint us and to use us for his glory and for his fame. Now unto Jesus, now unto him, all glory. All glory belongs to him. I will build my life, a firm foundation. In you alone, and I will not be shaken.